Hi, and welcome to Kickoff and Beyond. This is a podcast where I talk about soccer-related events, mostly dealing in the Premier League, only because that's all I can really keep up with. My brain is not big enough to handle, seven different leagues and, you know, every player of every team. My brain's not equipped for that. But I still plan on trying to cover Champions League and any kind of major like club event, but we'll see when that happens. So this is my first time doing this. I've never done a podcast or really put anything out in the internet before, so I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm gonna figure it out as I go along. So I guess I'll start out with a little bit about myself. I guess I am from America. I'm from the sort of West Coast of America, and I got into soccer or football right around the pandemic, like right around 2020, 2021. I had watched like the 2018 World Cup in Russia. I remember that was my first like kind of introduction to soccer. Like, I'd always kind of knew about it, but no one in my family watched it. I didn't really have friends that watched it, so it was really hard to kind of get into. But I remember wanting to kind of get into it because, you know, it's the most popular sport in the world. I view myself as kind of not a sports fanatic, but, you know, I do love sports, and I figured why not the most popular sport on the planet. So I watched some of the 2018 World Cup. I started really enjoying it, little by little kind of learning what everything was. And then I remember that going into the 2019 season, or whatever, the late 2018 2019 season for like Premier League and all them, I got really intimidated by the schedule and how everything worked. Like, my American brain couldn't comprehend like the season, and then in the middle of the season you had like these like cups, you know, cup games and stuff like that. Like, it didn't make sense. And the fact that it doesn't have playoffs, but it sort of does, like, and, you know. And then wasn't really sure when the season really ended or what was going on. It was a daunting task for someone who, you know, like I said, like, didn't have anyone to sort of teach me along the way. I kind of had to just look up everything like on like YouTube or whatever and try to understand as best I could, try to understand the rules and what I was even looking at. That was the other thing too. Like, sometimes like when I was watching the game, pick out things here and there that I would recognize from like other sports. But the majority of it was like, I didn't know what I was looking at. Or like when I would hear people talk about like how a certain play was bad and I didn't understand why it was bad, or I couldn't understand like, okay, here's an example. When I first started watching like club games, when like a center back or whatever would like launch it across the field, and then everyone's just kind of like heading it everywhere, I couldn't understand what was going on or why they even did that. Until like years later. But so I gave it a chance. It didn't really work out. It was hard to watch games. I couldn't really find anywhere to watch games really. Like, streaming was a thing, but I didn't know where it was. I didn't know where to watch these games and stuff. Right around late 2020, started getting into it again. I try to give myself like a second try at it, trying to learn the sport, trying to watch more games when I could, when they would come on Saturday mornings or whatever. I'd figure out when they were streaming on or whatever. And then I just sort of slowly started watching the games. I started kind of understanding more, started understanding what the teams were. That's the other thing too. I don't know if this is just me, but like, that was another thing that really threw me off, was that like, so like in like American sports, like the NFL or the NBA, like, teams are named firstly by like the where they play at. So like the Los Angeles Lakers, right? Or like Boston Celtics, you know, like New England Patriots, so on and so forth. In soccer or football or whatever, it's like Chelsea. And I remember like when I would read that, I'd be like, what the fuck is a Chelsea? What, like, where is that? Like, where is that in relation to, like, or, you know, like, obviously I had like Liverpool or like a Real Madrid or Barcelona, right? Like, that was pretty self like explanatory. But a lot of the teams, Tottenham Hotspur, I'm like, I don't get it. I don't get what Tottenham Hotspur is. or what it's supposed to mean or whatever. But again, I think that just comes from my like American sports viewpoint. Yeah. Anyways, so late 2020, I start trying to catch more games here and there, starting to get more into it, really, really trying to learn it on my own. I started like listening to like Sky Sports and stuff like that, like hearing like analysis to try to like see if I can understand what they were talking about or what they saw, like when they would talk about a player, whether they're good or bad or whatever. I would just like try to like watch this game and then, you know, kind of learn what they were seeing so I can understand better. Right around, and then the 2021 Champions League was, it was on Paramount Plus. I had Paramount Plus at the time. And I was like, well, this is my chance. This is my opportunity to like actually watch this stuff. So I remember watching that Champions League. Funny enough, I had my then girlfriend, now wife, we're watching it together. She doesn't really watch sports really. And I didn't really have a team to root for because I'm not from Europe. So I had asked her to just pick a team. You know, we watched a whole bunch of, it was like during the group stages. So it was a bunch of teams playing at the same time. So I was just kind of flipping through like four different games over the course of like 2 days and just telling her like, hey, you know, pick a team and we'll follow them through the tournament. And she had picked Real Madrid. So I'm like, okay. So we started watching them, started learning that around that time they had, you know, an older Karim Benzema, they had a very young Vinny Jr., you know, stuff like that, and Luka Modric and all that. But I would be like listening to these like sports analysts and they would all be like, you know, they're not going to win this year. This is Man City's year or Liverpool. And so I was like, well, you know, I didn't really care all that much. You know, so I was just happy to watch a team and just be able to root for a team was fun. But, you know, I'm watching these games and then just like, I just started noticing like they got the group stage and then, you know, round of 16, I forgot who they played. I think it was Chelsea. And then they made it to the finals. And it's like every step of the way from the knockouts to the quarterfinals, the, you know, semis, and then the finals, like each step of the way, I vividly remember like every sports analyst saying like, this is where the dream stops. Like, you know, when they played against Man City, it was like, this is where the dream ends and you can't run on hope. And Real Madrid kind of like said, too bad, we're Real Madrid, so we're just going to win. So since then, I become like a pretty diehard Real Madrid fan, even with never have been to Spain or Madrid. But who knows, maybe one day that'd be fun. But after watching those Champions League games, it really sparked, like, I started understanding everything. It was kind of weird how everything kind of clicked into place watching that Champions League year, because then the following year, I, you know, I saw when the season started up and I'm like, okay, I'm ready this time. I started watching the Premier League a lot. I was watching a lot of Real Madrid games when they would come on. And from then on, I would say that soccer or football has probably been my favorite sport since then. And yeah, I got inspired to sort of do this whatever podcast thing, just because I think there's not a lot of American people covering the sport, and, you know, and I feel like, well, I don't know. I guess maybe I'll take that back. I just don't think that there's a lot of people, like a lot of soccer analysts that are American, and on top of that, that are as like unknowledgeable as I am. And that might sound like ridiculous, but I've just always held this sort of belief that like, I think that there's like some beauty in, you know, learning or not really fully knowing everything. You know, I feel like I have a different perspective than some people, like someone who grew up watching soccer their whole life. Like, you know, I wasn't one of those people. You know, I explained earlier, like, you know, I was very, very late to this. And but I feel like I made a lot of progress in that time period. And I feel like fun, you know, and I think it's fun to sort of not know. Like, when I hear analysts talk and the constantly bring up like the sort of, you know, all these old rivalries or, you know, all these things and things that I have no idea about. And not that I want to be like ignorant, but it's, to me, it's fun to watch and to learn. And, you know, I think sports like soccer, even like hockey to a degree, they're real intimidating to get into, especially if you don't have people around you, like to kind of guide you through. It can be very intimidating. I think that's why a lot of Americans sometimes don't even give soccer like a try. Sometimes I feel like it's just, because it is so intimidating. There's just a lot of things involved in going around. And sometimes analysts can like be so overbearing with terminologies and with like how they explain things. Also, they can get kind of like big-headed. I've noticed, so, you know, some of these guys like or very reactionary, and it's sometimes it can be hard to follow things when, like, you know, I don't know, as an example, I guess, like, you know, Manchester United will like do really well for a little bit, and these analysts will say some ridiculous claim, and then they'll lose a game, and then it'll be like the end of the world, and it's how it's bad, and, you know, the manager needs to get sacked, and they need to, you know, transfer these players and get these guys, and it's like a whole thing. And like I said, as someone who's learning about all this, it was really hard to kind of make heads or tails of a lot of these people and what they're talking about, because for one, I don't know who they are, like, you know, because I wasn't watching in the 2000s or the 90s or the 2010s or whatever. So a lot of these analysts, I don't know their resume, I don't know what they played position or what they're knowledgeable in or not. But yeah, so I just kind of figured that it would be fun to sort of make these kinds of like podcast video things, kind of showing my perspective of what I watch and how I feel about some of these, you know, what's going on in the Premier League or whatever. And I don't know, maybe the way I interpret it or the way I talk about it, you know, maybe get someone who wasn't, you know, maybe was a little intimidated by it, you know, didn't know where to turn to. I would love to sort of be that sort of introductory point where someone who maybe wants to watch soccer or give it a try, you know, maybe they can stumble upon this thing, and then from here, you know, then they can go and move on to, like, you know, people who actually know what they're talking about, you know, they can like surpass me and you know, really become knowledgeable and not just be like, I don't know, like how I am. So that's kind of, I don't know, I guess that's my like mission statement or whatever, is to sort of, I don't know, bring a more relaxed, not so hot takey vibe, I guess, you know, like I don't get very animated. Some people will find that very boring. I'm sorry. It's just not who I am. I can't, like, when teams lose, I can't lose my head and, you know, do funny things. But I don't know, maybe you like that. Maybe, you know, but only time will tell whether this works or not, or even pans out. Regardless, I think it's fun. I want to give this a try. So I guess I'm going to give it a try. Thank you.